The Tampa Police Department has liberally used helicopters for surveillance over the past few years, particularly in Ybor City and Seminole Heights. But flying and maintaining those helicopters doesn't come cheap, and the police department says they'll start cutting back on their usage to save money. It's part of the department's plan to cut their budget by more than $1 million. Major John Bennett is with the Tampa Police Department. He says that the city will begin using their 5 helicopters up to a third less than the 2,500 to 3,000 hours they currently are used throughout the year.
Well, essentially, the helicopters are, you know, available 24 hours a day to support the police department, the fire department, and essentially the city as well as the region with any kind of air support, you know, whether it's patrol or, you know, we have some other equipment that that goes with the helicopters, you know, fire suppression. We have downlinking equipment so we can see and project what we see from the air to the troops on the ground. Infrared systems. So it's a 24-hour platform, you know, to support the public safety community and the region.
Right. I know that you've had regular, up until recently, it seems, to, in the Ybor City area, traveling over the middle, you know, Friday, early Friday mornings and Saturday mornings. That seems to have been curtailed of late.
Well, you know, any time the ground support or the ground units need the aviation unit for a legitimate reason, they'll go. So that's just, you know, it could be an officer, a supervisor, a commander need that requires the use of a helicopter. The difference, you know, in the budgetary side of the equation is that we've done some analysis on what we think is the best time to be in the air, and we're trying to combat two issues. You know, if you come from the ground to support something from the air, there's a delay. If you're already in the air, there's minimal delay. So the question is not as, you know, it's partly how much you fly, but more importantly, when you fly. So we've done a study internally to try and determine when the best time to be in the air is. And when you look at that study, it naturally reduces kind of the, you know, random patrol times, which obviously saves money because aviation flying is an expensive operation.
Yeah, and you're saying you're, by curtailing this a little bit, at least you're going to save up to $300,000?
We think that. Actually, I think it's going to be even more. That was my number based on what, like, the, you know, the fuel prices were about a month ago. You know, by the time this budget goes into effect in October, the savings will probably be greater because the fuel costs will be higher.